19th District Legislative Update with Senator Jeff Wilson. A state Senate committee controlled by Democrats shot down a bipartisan proposal on Friday to reform the governor's emergency powers, despite close work on the bill between Republicans and the governor's office. Senator Wilson spoke in favor of the legislation.
This is a bipartisan bill. This is about as bipartisan as you're going to get it. This bill in any way does not impede or in any way deal with the governor's ability to declare an emergency. And really, this bill focuses on termination of an emergency, whether you're in session or out of session. And it does so on a very balanced operation. In fact, the substitute here includes seeking the opinion of, say, the military. I think that's very important. The governor still gets to choose on that, but it allows for that concept to have that discussion on the gubernatorial basis, regardless of who the governor is, because I'm really going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this bill has nothing to do with political parties, as it should not. This deals with how do we terminate emergencies and having that ability, because I believe we need to have this ability because we empower the legislature to truly have a way to still be connected.
Instead, majority Democrats in the committee voted for a version that weakens existing state law that the original measure aimed to strengthen.
Any effort that we take must include an improved process, a process where we do hear some more voices, and especially the voices that are elected. We get to participate, and that's the way the process should be. I feel that the proposal that you have in front of us right now doesn't quite accomplish that. I think it dilutes it. I don't think it's inclusive of the voices that we spoke about on the failed substitute that I brought forward on behalf of the Senator Wagoner, who brought the bill originally to this committee.
Wilson hopes legislators will repair the damage before the bill goes to the Senate floor. 19th District Legislative Update with State Senator Jeff Wilson. I'm Tracy Ellis.